So we are continuing in Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, and we find ourselves in Siman Zayin Sif Vav, Chapter 7, Halacha 6. Kol Birchos HaShachar, Imor Omram Kodem Sheespalel, Yochol Omram La'achar HaTfilo. In general, Birchos HaShachar, if you did not recite it before you davened, you could always go ahead and recite them after davening as well. Chutz Mi Birchas Al Netilas Yadayim, with the exception of Al Netilas Yadayim, and he writes in the parentheses, Techevan Diyish Omrim Dinetilas Yadayim Shachris, Niskan Mishum Tfilo, Imkin La'achar Shespalel Oin Od Makom Lebracha Zos. So interestingly enough, so some say that the entire essence of Netilas Yadayim was made as a preparatory act for davening. Therefore, if one already davened, then halacha l'maisa, there is no need to say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Furthermore, b'chuz mibirchas alakai neshama, shekvar yotze b'birchas mechaya mesim. Furthermore, one also does not recite alakai neshama. Remember, again, that's alakai neshama shenasata bi tohorehi. The idea of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for going in and giving me back my neshama when I wake up in the morning. And he writes in the parentheses, shekvar yotze b'birchas mechaya mesim. This is interesting because technically speaking, one fulfilled their obligation with the bracha mechaya mesim. Even though, again, in Shmona Esrei, the bracha mechaya mesim is a reference to the resurrection of the dead in the Messianic era. But nevertheless, again, also the bracha of Elokai Neshama makes also reference to like a quasi-resurrection that each of us experienced at the beginning of each day. And therefore, if halacha l'maisa, one went ahead and said, omitted Elokai Neshama, and then went ahead and said, Mechaya Mesim Davin Shmona Esrei, one would not go back and say Elokai Neshama after davening. Okay, Shkai Harvel, stop over here for today. Have a wonderful day.